Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have our guest in the studio. We have Shirley from the Isle of Wight Bus and Coach Museum, or is it the other way around?
No, that's absolutely right. The Isle of Wight Bus and Coach Museum.
Fabulous. Now, you've come to see us today to tell us all about what's going on. But first, could you tell us, what is the Isle of Wight Bus and Coach Museum all about?
The Isle of Wight Bus and Coach Museum was initially an idea thought out by a few of the bus enthusiasts and long-time serving members of the Isle of Wight Southern Vectors. They used to work for Southern Vectors. So in 1996, a group of them got together and decided that as Southern Vectors were starting to get rid of some of their historic fleet, they would take on some of them and start a museum of Isle of Wight transport, passenger transport history. So it was down here on the quay that they first started. And then they grew very fast, and the popularity grew very fast, and it became very interesting. And of course, in a museum, you need artifacts. Well, a bus takes up rather a lot of room, so they soon outgrow it. So the opportunity came up where the Southern Vectors garage at Ryde Park Road, the depot, became available to buy. So with the help of a lot of people donating and a lot of hard work on behalf of the membership, we were able to buy in 10 years ago, we bought the bus museum as it is now, which is Park Road Ryde. And even though we've been there now 10 years, people still think we might be down on the quay. So we have a collection of vehicles going, the oldest one back into the 1800s, which is Civility, which was the horse and carriage that we had. And it's been restored by one of the members. And Civility is the oldest passenger carrying vehicle that we've got that would have been a coach and four. And then at the moment we are doing up a 1927 Daimler that used to run on the Isle of Wight, which was one of the first ones, if you like, under engine.
Wow.
And we've got a team of extremely talented coach builders that come in. Everybody's a volunteer. Every single person of the Bus Museum is a volunteer. And these skills are just amazing. So you can come and see the progress that's being made on this 1927 Daimler. And then we have a selection of vehicles that have all run on the island at some point. They served their lives here on the island, and we have been fortunate enough to either buy them or have them on loan from other enthusiasts that kindly loan them to us and that we can use them. And Tadpoles has an interesting history. So Tadpoles was a bus that used to run on the Isle of Wight, and it was bought by Top Deck Travel. And Top Deck Travel used to run holidays from London to Kathmandu.
Wow.
And these buses used to travel. They have beds on them, little kitchens. There used to be a tent for a toilet out the back. And if you come down to the museum, you can actually have a look at all of the history and the memorabilia that goes with it. So we think it was a bit of a start of the Club 1830s type holidays, because it was young students.
And that's the thing, you know, I remember when I was a youngster, you won't remember this, Amy, because you're too young. But the bus was the place to go places, wasn't it?
It was.
You know.
We went everywhere by bus, didn't we?
We did.
All coach.
Yes, because where I come from in Yorkshire, the trains were an awful long way away. So if you wanted to come to London, you had to go on the bus. And at those points, you could go on a bus to Paris.
Yes.
And things like that. So, Wow. You know, that, how fabulous. So how old is that bus?
That bus is probably 1950s, and it still goes now. It's still able. A lot of our vehicles, and this is another thing, we're always looking for volunteers. And volunteers really are the heart of our museum, because without our volunteers, we cannot operate. So we need volunteers to who have skills that they can bring with them, if they have engineering skills, coach building skills, but also front of house skills, people that have been, that like to talk to people, people that like to show people around.
Yes.
And also cafe and shop skills as well, because
so you have a cafe there
we
too.
Do we have a lovely little cafe that serves homemade sandwiches, and we do cakes and snacks and drinks, and we also have a shop selling old bus history memorabilia, but also branded products for the tourist as well. So we also encourage coaches. We do talks for groups, so women's institutes, heritage societies, and we will take us our history out to their group and also invite them back to come and look at the museum.
And also on the radio today.
Which is very nice of you to invite me. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. We were talking before, earlier, about the Isle of Wight Bus and Coach Museum. And we were talking off air as well. Isn't it fabulous that your museum is in an old bus depot?
It is. And it's so right, the fact that a lot of the buses that are in our museum probably had their own careers in there to start with. Mm. And it's perfectly situated in Park Road in Ryde, so therefore we can welcome visiting coaches, we can have displays, and as you are aware, we were saying about the forthcoming bus museum events.
Yes.
We can have car shows. We've got all sorts of things going on, and the local entertainers and musicians on the island, they are so supportive of our museum. Mm. Because the museum is, as I said, volunteer led. Every single person's a volunteer. We don't charge to go in. Everything we put on is free. Donations are appreciated and very, very welcome for us to continue our work, and in fact to keep us open. So we are very, very grateful to the musicians on the island. The tractor people come, we've got the cars come. So a lot of people come and support our museum, and we put the events on free for the local community.
So you've got an awful lot of events this summer, haven't you? Do you want to tell us about some of those?
I'd love to. So this Sunday, this Saturday, we've got a bus in the Pride Parade. So that is supporting the community in that way. Then on Sunday, we have at least 30 stalls coming to the Bus Museum for the Summer Craft Fair.
Oh, wow.
Summer Fair. So that's this Sunday. Then all through the summer, when the children break up from school, we have various events that can be found on our Facebook page, the Isle of Wight Bus Museum Facebook page. And we have children's crafts with Auntie Edna, who's one of our volunteers, from 11 till 4 on some days. We've got the magician Randini coming in on Sunday the 9th of August. You played the Beer and Buses weekend song. Now, we do two major events, one in May and one in October. Now, one is called Rider Bus, which was the one in May.
Yes.
What was Beer and Buses, we don't promote as Beer and Buses anymore, but we still run the major event. That's in October, 10th and 11th this year. But on the 9th of August, we have a small running day, which is a little bit like White Rider and Rider Bus, but on a smaller scale. Mm. And that, coupled with that, we've got the VJ Day with entertainment from Double Take and Solent Swing. Mm. They will be performing in our museum that day.
Wow.
Randini's coming on Thursday the 13th of August. Then we've got the Seagulls and the New Church Male Voice Choir coming in on the 30th of August. Then we've got a Seafront Shuttle, and the Vintage Tractors and Engines are coming to the museum on Sunday the 13th of September, which ties in with the Classic Car Show on Ryde Seafront. We've also got, which is amazing, if you've never seen teapot racing,
teapot racing.
You must come to the Bus Museum during the steampunk weekend.
Ah, that is that going to be at the
on
museum?
The seafront. Well, on the seafront, they have all of their own various things going on.
Yes.
Down on the seafront at Ryde. So we're going to be running a shuttle between there and our museum, because we're working really closely with the organisers. And last year they put the teapot racing in our bus museum.
How fabulous is that?
If you've never seen teapot racing, you've got to come and see it.
It sounds fabulous.
That's going to be on September the 19th, Saturday the 19th of September. There'll be a shuttle bus running from the museum to the seafront and back. So what they do is they set a course out in the bus museum, and then there is a competition to see who can get round in the fastest time with remote-controlled teapots.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
And so, the thing is, though, it's very expensive to park down on the front, isn't it? So
it is.
People can park their cars there and go down in a shuttle to the seafront.
They can, yes, they can. Mm. We have obviously got limited parking, but they can do. Of course they can. And then they can have a look around the museum, come and visit the cafe, and probably see the teapot racing. So then we're hoping that the samba band's going to come and perform for us, and the Ride Ukulele group are coming to perform for us again in September. Then we've got the Gypsy Jazz coming to see us in October. And of course, then we've got our big running day, which is the weekend, the 10th and 11th, which is White Rider. And then at the end of October, on the 31st, we're doing Fright Rider for Halloween.
Fright Rider, that Fright sounds Rider. Interesting.
So we do spooky stuff in the day, and then at night we're going to do some spooky bus rides. And Ooh. It will be advertised on the Facebook page where people can tell us how many are
that
coming.
That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
It does. And then we have Winter Rider, which is another small running event. And then we have the Christmas Fair on the 7th of November, which then closes us for the season. And then we reopen again in Easter 2027.
Wow, do you know, you've got a fun packed year there.
But it's all thanks to various organisations and musicians and entertainers and on the island that do support our museum to help us promote the museum through events. And we have a big event space, and if anybody wants to have an event space, they can contact us and we can certainly help them out with what they would like to do. The museum opens on Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays anyway, from 10 o'clock, last admission at 3:30. So we've got lots to do whether there's an event on or not. And
fabulous.
Everybody is welcome to come and see us.
That's great. So tell people where you are if they're not sure.
We are at In Park Road, so we're off just off Monkton Street in Ryde. So there is a bus stop just along the road from us if they are visiting by bus. If not, St John's Road Station, about 300 or 400 yard walk from there. If you wish to volunteer with us and you fancy coming to join us as a volunteer, everybody's welcome. Everybody, there's a job for everybody. And the main criteria, if you come a volunteer, you need to be able to drink tea and eat biscuits.
That's a fabulous criteria, isn't it?
They're a cracking bunch of volunteers that we have, but there's always room for more.
Absolutely. And that's what makes the island such a community spirited place, isn't it?
Yes. And the Bus Museum is a good showcase for community spirit because we have a lot of volunteers. We're like a very big family, really. Everybody's welcome, and also we support the local community in the events that we do. And as I say, it's free to visit. It's nice if people do make a donation, but even if they buy just a cup of tea, it helps our funds.
Absolutely. And also seeing all those lovely buses that you may remember as a youngster is something fabulous as well, isn't it?
I used to go to school on most of them. I learnt to drive on one of them.
Did you?
Because I did work for Southern Vectors for 18 years. Learnt to drive on one of them. So I suppose that makes me a museum piece as well, doesn't it?
Oh, bless you. Oh, dear, I wouldn't say that. So thank you so much for coming to chat to us.
And if anybody fancies contacting us and to become a volunteer, if you'd like to contact me on shirley@shirleywynn.com or phone the Bus Museum. But if you want to call me by contact me by email, please do at shirley@shirleywynn.com, or my mobile number is 07767305274. And we'd love to have you as a volunteer.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much for popping in to see us. And you're very welcome to come again.
And thank you for the invite. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's a pleasure.